All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're going to shut the fuck up and do this test because it's timed. All right, so, Spleen. Spleen, please. Whoops.
Sleep.
Leap. No. Plea.
No.
No, P-L-E-A is plea.
S-E. P-L-E-A.
I did that already.
Sap.
Mm-hmm.
P. P-E-E.
It's not there. But P-E-A is.
Slap.
That is weird.
What? Did you already do slap? S-L-A-P.
Oh. S-L-A-P?
Yeah, slap.
Oh. That's your thing.
That's like, do it if you don't stop.
Slap. Leap.
Leap. L-E-A-P.
I did that already.
Okay. Peel.
We got all the six-letter words.
Peels. P.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Did that already. No,
like
we didn't do this.
P-L-E-A-S.
Is leaps a word? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything that you can add a S to.
Mm-hmm.
Leaps.
I did that already.
Oh, yeah. You did.
Pleases? I don't know. There's not enough. There's not enough lure.
Yeah.
Ales.
Ape.
Oh, yeah. Three-letter words aren't there. They're only four and five and six-letter words.
A-P-E-S. There you go.
Still missing a lot of words, man.
Plea. P-L-E.
Peas. Peep.
P-L-E-E-F.
That's not a word, is it? No.
Oh. Play,
Yeah, okay, we're done. Hey, we did all right.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is the Grim Lord recovering from a concussion. More about that later. And we're going to do as much dick as we can, because I'm like, even though I have a fucking concussion...
the game.
Even though I have a fucking concussion, we're going to give you 30 minutes of this game.
30 minutes of dicks, more than most people get.
Here's what I don't get. Somewhere deep down inside, you're a good guy. I know it. You know it. Why can't you make my life easier in class? Listen to her. I have a short attention span. Nope. You know how to focus when you want to. That's right, when I want to. I have a short attention span here. Looking at this, you've obviously paid some attention. Kathy was right about you. If you change your attitude, the sky is the limit for what you can achieve. He does cheat a lot. Hey, don't tell the teacher I'm cheating. She's not just our teacher, she's our friend. And you do cheat. I worry about how that will affect you. She's right. I don't see how he could have written this if he were cheating. He is smarter than he thinks, but he chooses to cheat for some reason. It's a learning tool, and I've changed. I'm all about mnemonics now. Mnemonics? How? If it's something I only want to learn on a surface level, you know, to shut teachers up, I use different memory techniques. There, I said it. It's not technically cheating, but it's not learning either. Can I recite the math formula I need by looking at my hand and humming a song? Yes. Do I actually know what the formulas do? Well, yes, because I have to know when to use them or they won't make sense. But can I memorize and recite a useless page of this drivel you call learning material? Yes, that's what I did for the midterms. Full score, by the way. But does that mean that I've learned something? I don't think so. Yep, you are a genius. I'm not a genius, and I'm offended by that. Would a genius light their fart on fire for laughs because I call that Friday? I'll make you a deal. For the rest of the semester, albeit short, I will stop bothering you about this drivel that I'm teaching you. In return, you at least act like you respect me and other students while we're in class. That sounds like a sweet deal. I can do that. You're not going to teach him anymore? I see it now. He doesn't need me. I believe he teaches himself more than I ever could. What are you doing later? I'm studying with Ashley, and then I'm off to yoga class.
Yoga.
Do you do that often?
Yoga?
Yeah, regular.
Oh, that's right. You're doing it too.
Nope, it was just the one time.
You didn't enjoy it?
I enjoyed the view.
The view?
I was behind you, remember?
Grim.
Thanks for sitting with me in class. If you need help with your problem, you know where to find me. Are you serious or just joking?
I was joking, but I'd be up for it.
I know a place. You wanna fuck?
Now?
If we go quickly, I can make it to my next class.
Lead the way.
I know this place.
Oh shit, sorry guys, there is a little...
You would hear that.
Sorry about that, you probably heard that on the video. It's my humidifier.
I know this place. Sarah once showed me this exit when we ducked out of gender studies.
Yeah, she's the one who showed it to me too.
You wanna do it here?
Yeah, trust me, it's safe.
Hey, I'm up for it if you are.
I'll take you back to my room, but then I'd have to wait till the night.
And considering you spent the better part of class fucking me with your eyes, I don't think I can.
Maybe if I don't give it to you now, you'll be even wilder tonight?
Don't even think that thought.
Haha, you're super horny, aren't you?
You think girls don't get horny or what?
Shut up and fuck me. I need to get it out of my system.
I love to see you like this. It turns me on too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want you, Grim.
Ugh, fuck. You don't have to do that. We don't have time.
You are sex deprived, no? I'm making sure you're properly taken care of.
Lick, lick.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, fuck it. I'll be late. Keep going.
That was so good. Now I want to taste you.
Go ahead.
Suck, glug, glug.
Oh shit, there's the whole damn menu.
Yeah, work your way down. We ain't gotta speed through it, you know.
Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me good. Ugh, God, I've missed sex too damn much. Or so damn much, rather.
You're so tight. Yeah, you like that?
Ugh, I love that.
Your ass is so fucking sexy, like you have no idea.
Remind me to thank Sarah for showing me this place later.
I'm not gonna think about Sarah while I'm fucking you.
Aha, why not? Because I'm all about enjoying you right now.
Enjoy away. I'm doing that too.
Did we do? We're doing reverse. That is reverse cowgirl. You know, yep. More guys' dicks get broke because of that position.
Really?
Yes. It is the number one most dangerous sex position for men.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, how does it feel to have that big cock, Grim?
I don't know.
Is it like walking around with a winning lottery
ticket in your pants?
Aha, I don't know how it feels not to have one, so I can't tell you.
Well, you're lucky to have it. Let me tell you that.
Fuck me, Grim. Give it to me harder.
Is this what you want?
Ever since you sexed me up in class this morning, I keep thinking of how much I wanted your cock inside me.
Then take it. I want to see you come from it, bitch.
Let me ride you and I just might.
Well, there ain't nothing to do but come.
Shit, we finished it all.
No more sex for now.
Fuck, I'm gonna come.
Don't get any cum on me. You gotta do it inside or aim somewhere else.
Right in your eye.
Arr!
In the mouth. The cream pie or the cream pie anal? What do you want? You get to choose where this...
Boy, that's a tough one. I'd say cream pie.
I'll shoot it inside you. Almost there now. Fuck, I'm coming. There you go, like a shotgun. Fuck, that was more than it should be, right? Are you sure you're not sexually frustrated too? If I were, I'm not anymore. Fuck, thank you, Grim. That was exactly what I needed. Stop talking like I did you a favor. I enjoyed the hell out of it. No, no, you did. I owe you one. Ha ha, if you insist. Let me know when I can return the favor, okay? Anytime.
She will in a couple weeks, and she said, guess what? I'm late.
It's gonna be an awkward math class later this week, then.
What, for class? No.
Ha ha, almost at any time. How does my hair look? You might want to visit the restroom before class. It's like I came in it. I figured as much. Hey, do you have time? I feel we need to talk. Did you see that Nick left? Where did he go? I haven't the foggiest idea. I got back after class and wanted to check up on him, but he was gone. He took most of his belongings with him. It doesn't feel like he's coming back. Good riddance, or I understand why. I understand why. I didn't want to come back here today either. I can't blame you. You took some big blows yesterday. Listen, I should have told you the truth about Heather, but I couldn't do it. You put me on the spot with that conversation. I didn't know what to say. I did a bad thing at that party. I understand why you didn't tell me, but I thought you trusted me more than that. I'm not going to lie to you. It hurt. You were talking about telling Tommy, and I panicked. But you told Tommy. I had to. I didn't want Nick to get full blame. Not that it did me anything good. The things Nick said, there was a lot to digest. I want to be upfront with you. I don't have cock envy. I made the mistake of telling him about some of my fantasies, that's all. You already told me those things at the barbecue, so it wasn't news. Yeah, but I'm embarrassed. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable around me. I don't. I'm more worried that everyone in the frat secretly hates me. No one hates you. Nick seems to, and Tommy should. I was trying to help the frat out, not making myself look like a leader or a saint. I think those were Nick's words. They weren't mine, and I haven't heard anyone speak badly about what you did. Are you kidding me? Look at what you made us do. Not only did you improve the mansion, you helped improve us. Thanks. I needed to hear that. I'm going to talk to the rest when I get a chance. Things aren't what we thought they were with everything I said last night. Yeah, okay. Making sure we're recording still. What do you mean? I'm still figuring things out, but there's been some development. Tara wants us to apologize to her friends for one, and she claims I didn't post that cluck. And since Nick claims he didn't either, it doesn't make things any clearer. I'll let you know when I have more information. Free roam! Yay! These are the kind of exercises I need to do for my concussion, my friend says, who is a former paramedic. Good, you're here. Yeah, I am. She told me I can't play rants. That kind of sucks because I was totally going to give you guys some more rant stuff, but she's like, you need to play like Sudoku and word games and don't read. Well, I broke that rule already. Maybe I might end up playing rants anyway today.
If I could only read.
Well, she said that reading can put a lot on your brain when it's trying to repair from a concussion. Mild concussion. I had to make sure you hadn't left. But I've been reading all day, like on the internet and different people's... I mean, hell, I even wrote paragraphs on social media, so...
Yeah.
Like, Nick... I was here when he bounced. I tried to stop him, but he was still fuming. He grabbed what he could carry and was gone without saying a word. He needs to cool down. I don't think that'd matter. The guy single-handedly managed to trash this mansion worse than the jocks did with his words and actions. Do you think he had a part in what they did? With his room being left untouched, maybe Nick did clean it up and his windows were spared for some reason. I don't know what to believe. How do you make sense of a big mess? I can't even believe what I heard him say last night. The guy was always laid back and chill. Sure, he had his views, issues, and such, but he was never pushy about anything. Seeing him snap like he did, it was like he was a completely different dude, throwing people under the bus left and right like that. He can't be trusted or he felt concerned.
He felt concerned?
It doesn't excuse what he said, but he must have felt cornered. Everyone handles that kind of situation differently. Bro, I'm not cool with what he said, but I won't try to defend myself. I told those things about Heather and Zoe. I told him those things about Heather and Zoe, rather. I told him I'd plow Zoe like a Canadian driveway in December. You don't have to make it worse, Jacob. I'm aware of it, and you know I was okay with it, too. Still, I'm putting it out there because I don't want bad things to be said behind your back like that. I have no problem saying those things to your face. That's a good dude. And I don't know who the hell told him we're jealous about your dick and shit, but it's not me. I have zero problems with my cock. What about bossing you guys around? Did I do that? Yeah, you were a mean Karen bitch about that. How dare you tell us to work and help out? You should have sucked it up and done all of it by yourself. Ha ha ha. Nah, you've always been a good one in my book. Ever since I met you, I knew there was something special I liked about you. Sure, I've had some doubts recently, but thinking about it, you haven't proved me wrong on anything I originally thought about you. Don't let what Nick said get to you. We cool, yeah? Yeah, we're cool. I still have things to do. Don't forget about shit hidden. Ooh, there's some... I should read more, but with the class literature and all, it's hard to get motivated. I did read 3 of those books, though. Oh, those are books. I thought they were movies. Guy doesn't have any. Is there nothing here that I can click? Other than the phone.
Oh, what is that, Tropic Thunder? I'm gonna go to sleep and see my brain pictures.
Simple Jack.
In my mind movies.
Nothing, man. I guess there isn't anything? I don't know. So if Nick's gone, that means you guys need me more than ever. Nick was in charge of the budget, so that money is lost. And we're back to square one. Fuck, can I even afford to keep you guys alive? There's the box. Okay,
Eric. Fish is in it. I'm sure fish would eat about anything.
Fuck. Doesn't seem like that does anything. I'm not fucking with the ball. Study English, math, or science? Math.
What, you like math?
No, it makes it so we do it better.
Study.
Yeah. Ten. Okay.
You like numbers, loser?
No. My wallet. Maybe I can afford to set aside some more money as pocket money. Upgrade your wallet or don't upgrade your wallet? Don't upgrade your wallet. It costs money to upgrade your wallet.
Ain't that crazy? You gotta spend money for something to hold your money in.
Yep.
That you don't have once you spend it on the wallet.
Yep. Is there anything else?
I just keep it in my pocket.
Call Sage. Take care of your fish, visit the gym, or solve the puzzle box. You can't solve the puzzle box. I mean, you can, we just don't have all the time for that. And I know you guys don't want to sit there and watch us do the puzzle box anymore. I forgot there's people watching. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Hey, I got some pocket money. There's no hidden renders in here. There's another free roam later. Rooster. Damn, we forgot all about Rooster.
Rooster.
When you're having a small get-together near... We're having a small get-together near the lake. If you're free and interested, drop by. We already did that.
Yeah.
That was last time.
The lake?
Yeah, we did that already. That was where they got high.
How long ago does it say it was seen?
Oh, they don't have that.
I don't recall us going to the lake. I remember a park or like the backyard.
No, remember that was the outside party. Remember they had the pizza?
It's been a long time since that, buddy.
Damn.
A lot of shit's happened.
Yeah. Friends have the ability to turn a bad day into a good one. Thanks for the fun, Ebony and Ivory. Okay.
Yeah, Ebony. And, boy, that's a good Saturday Night Live sketch show. Eddie Murphy played Stevie Wonder. And I can't remember the guy was on there, but he played... Sinatra, and they were doing a thing of Ebony and Ivory.
I'm sitting in class trying to focus, but you fucked me too good. Whatever the teacher is saying is going in one ear and out the other. Thanks for that. Read that as genuine and sarcastic at the same time. I'm glad.
Hopefully, that's how my gist worked. Went in one hole and out the other.
And there she is. I'm glad to hear it's not just me who gets tired post-orgasm, or you're welcome.
And you're welcome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just to call people. Call Sage. Oh, well, we have the brawler. This has got real fucking hard now, remember? Yeah. Now this is gonna... Oh, yeah, it's hard. Damn! Oh, fuck, I didn't know. I don't even know. They made this a little more difficult. Damn, and he blocks a lot of shit. I don't think you can really win this no more. Anything. I didn't see his life bar go down at all.
That's supposed to be the easy one, huh?
Yeah. I don't even want to play Brawler. Like, they done made it so hard, I don't even want to play it. It's like, well, the thing is, it doesn't give you infinite time. It actually It's time. It's fucking time now. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And you want the 2D art, of course, it costs money. And you just don't get that much money in this game. We're starting to find the flaws in being a dick now after playing it this long. And it's not the story itself, it's a lot of the mini game shit that's supposed to be one of the big draws of the game.
Well,
but it just doesn't seem like there's certain things that they're
get most out of it, you need the money to get.
Yeah,
the money
and there's just not a whole lot in there. And God, look at all the people.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a, it's been a long game. But you know, now that Batic has been out for a long time, there's actually a lot of games that are starting to challenge it.
Yeah.
See, right now, one of the best visual novels of all time is Aeternum. And Aeternum is amazing. It's one of my favorite visual novels. It's not finished yet.
Yeah.
But what I've played is just, it's great.
Huh.
Yeah. It's among the best. And it's free. It's a free game. Yeah. It's probably the best free game you can ever, free visual novel you can ever read. Alright, so what do we got to do now? We got... I did inspect the notepad. I don't care about the fish because the fish minigame is fucking stupid. And again, it costs money, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Now, I think once you buy a game, it should be bought.
No, I'm not...
Oh, you're talking about on the game, in the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
In-game currency, as it's called. See, there's the fish. See how much it costs? $10 for all the upgrades. It's $1 per 100 food.
Had to go work at the nursing home for that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch.
Oh, I remember that. Buy cleaning supplies. Costs $1 for cleaning supplies.
In New Orleans, they call it the Revolution.
I want to buy some Christmas gifts this year, but I don't think I can afford a lot. I got some time to plan, but not a lot. I should start putting money aside for the Christmas shopping. Well, we got $5.
Yeah.
Everybody gets gum this year. Oh my God. Christmas gift list. Pocket money, $5. Budget. Oh, you're fucking kidding me. Call Sage and call Bella. Well, I'm gonna call Bella first.
Bella. Multibella.
Hi, Grim. Hey, I didn't get a chance to talk to you after English class, but I wanted to thank you for everything this weekend. It wasn't much, but I'm happy I could help. And I have to say, it's quite a colorful group of friends you have. You're one of us now. You think so? Aren't you? I suppose I am. Teacher, mentor, friend. We've gotten quite close. It's something I didn't anticipate. You're needed. It felt like your place was a home where we could be ourselves and bond more. I'm glad. I've been thinking about what Sage said about celebrating more together. Would it be weird if we had a small Christmas party at my place? Doesn't have to be on Christmas Eve, but getting together before that, maybe eating and talking, would make everyone feel nice. I think that's a great idea. Are you up for it? I know how much effort it takes to host a party. I think I'll manage. Can I count on that you will show up? Unless my teacher forces me to study. I have a feeling she won't. I can't speak on behalf of Philip, though. But maybe your finals will pose a problem. I know how busy it gets in December for students. I'm sure we can make room for one dinner. We have to eat anyway. I'm up for it. Go ahead and check with the rest. I'll do that.
Talk soon. Toodles.
No.
Whoops.
Toodles, eh?
Toodles is for guys that have poodles. No.
And eat noodles. And like things called kitten caboodles. Weird.
And toaster strudels. Grim, what's up? Too much. Uh-oh, what did you do? Started a sexual relationship with your mom that may have impacted your parents' relationship, but that's not what he said.
It's
believe it or not, but it's not so much me this time. The dicks had a big fight last night. Oh, well, I'll be
all
damned.
All the dicks were fighting each other. We call it sword fighting, but you might call it something else.
About what? It started with Heather cheating on Tommy with Nick, then it turned into an even bigger fight because of other things. I suspected that would get ugly. Heather told me what she did. But what can you do? They set themselves up for that with their kind of relationship. Yeah, Nick left the dicks today, and I'm not sure if he'll come back. He left? It wasn't the only thing he was accused of. Like I said, it turned bigger. Damn, that sounds bad. Yeah, that's why I'm calling. I need your help with something. I doubt I could do much to help, but if you think otherwise, what do you need? I need Chad's number. How did you go from Nick leaving the dicks to asking me about Chad's number?
Hey, Chad.
It would take a long time to explain. I'm not even sure I'm on the right track. But I need to talk to him because he has some answers I need. I'll share his contact info with you, but good luck trying to get any answers from him. He's a shut book. No, not just a shut book. He's like one of those diaries that teenage girls have with a lock on that they hide under their pillow. It's a slim chance, but I have to try. Sitting around doing nothing won't help us. So how you feeling today? I feel like I embarrassed myself at Bella's. Come on, you didn't. It was stupid of me to drink that much. Look at the size of that coffee. Drink that much when I had a hard time keeping my feelings to myself all day. I'd be good to go all night with that. That one I won't argue, but everyone understood what you're going through. Did they ever? I can't believe how sweet they were to me. Feels good, huh? You're not alone in this. Yeah, thank you. Did you deal with it yesterday? No, Jill and I had our nails done. Oh, you hang out? Excuse me, you two hung out? Yeah, she offered to show me the place where she frequents. We made a date out of it. It was a nice distraction. She's a lot of fun. That's nice. I'll deal with my family soon. I know I can't escape it. Good luck with Chad. Thanks again. Who am I kidding? I need to talk to someone about Sage. But one problem at a time. It must wait till I've dealt with the dicks. Okay, so is that everybody we're supposed to talk to? Contact Chad.
Hey, Chad. Wanna come play with my trains?
Hey, Chad and Scrim, I need to ask you something private, but I don't want to do it over the phone. Can we meet up? It's about our frats. Someone is framing me and the dicks for something we didn't do. I talked to Anthony about it earlier, and he said you accused me of doing something I never did. It has got something to do with some pictures someone sent you. I don't know what you're talking about. Is that why you attacked me? Because if it is, we need to talk. I had nothing to do with those pictures, whatever they were. Stop bullshitting me. I told you what I'd do if you threatened me again. I'm not bullshitting you. I have no beef with you. I want to find out why I'm getting blamed for something I didn't do. Let's talk about it. Please, 5 minutes is all I ask for. I don't want to be seen talking to you. Then meet me at a place where none of your friends will show. I've got gym then class. Meet me at the library at 6 p.m.
Yeah,
nobody will be there. Thank you, I'll be there. Come alone and be on time. I'm not sticking around to wait. I'm curious now. I'm not solving the puzzle box.
You open the box. We came.
Jill and Sage said yes. Derek was busy pleasuring himself when I called. I think I will handle this communication via text messages from now on. Derek, quite the character, that one. Imagine living with him. BMI, how can I help you? Haha, is that how you answer the phone? Zoe? It's me. How may I help you, Brett? Yeah, what's up? I'm not done mocking you. What's up with the BMI thing?
Who that guy looks like? Shrek is life. Shrek is love. My dad comes in. Says, slaps me. Says, stop being a faggot. I says, shut up, Dad. Fuck you. He doesn't know my devotion to Shrek.
You ought to know, you came up with it. Brett's metal and ink. No way, what about tattoos? It sucked ass. Yeah, it sure did. But dude, you can't answer the phone with BMI. Say the whole thing. Point taken, why are you calling? Please tell me you want to book a session. You wish. Is that Zoe? It is. Zoe, we fucking miss you. Tell her I'll call her tonight. Emma said she'll call you later. Awesome. How's business? I'll be honest, not bad. Not bad at all. Things are starting to pick up. I'm considering hiring someone for the reception again. Are you interested? Is that your attempt to get me back there? It was worth a shot, but no, I'm being serious. Since the name change, we're seeing more customers. Yeah, it was just called tattoos.
Not into tattoos anymore. We're in the monkey business.
Emma's gotten more work, and the money flow is great. I'm shocked. Who would have known that advertising Emma's services would be good for business? Aha, right? Let me know if you change your mind. Believe me, you'd be the first one to know. What about you? Everything good? Still happy being back here? I'm not on speaker, am I? No, you're good. What's wrong? Grim told me he loved me. Oh, damn. He's in love with you? Loved, not loves. He said he thought of me as his ex-girlfriend and that I was his first love. And I didn't know what the hell to tell him. It's a tough one to be faced with. What'd you end up saying? I said nothing. He stopped before I could respond, which was good because my thoughts were everywhere. It led me to think about you and Emma. I see. And I know you can't talk loudly about it now, but I need your advice on this one. Well, what do you feel? Have you figured it out? I think so. And? He seems to have moved on, so why does it matter how I feel? It matters. Even if Grim has moved on, he talked to you about his feelings. To me, that doesn't sound like someone who's truly moved on. Maybe he was trying to get some closure. Maybe. If you're gonna tell him you don't feel the same about him, maybe it's better if you let him know. It would hurt, but you wouldn't be stuck in his head as a what if. But what if it's the opposite? You love him? Do you? I've never used the L word that way. Then what are your feelings? I'm not sure. You said you'd figured it out. If you're scared to say it to me, how will you be able to say it to him? I'm leaning toward not telling him anything. It's not like he has to know that I feel things too. I could keep it locked inside my head. At least that's what I'm thinking.
What? You don't feel things.
I hate to break it to you, but you already let it out of your head by telling me about it. Do you want my advice or not? Yeah. Learn from my mistakes. Just tell him. Go for it. All fucking in. I have a feeling you'll regret you never did. Sometimes you have to be selfish too. Instead of thinking how he'll react to it, think about how you would feel if you never told him. To me, regretting things you did is way better than regretting things you never did. I figured you'd say something like that. And that's why you called. You wanted to hear it. Maybe. Good luck with it, Zoe. Call me if you need me, okay? Okay. Moment everybody's been waiting for. Hey, thanks for coming. Make it quick. Out in the open like this? I want to know why you're telling your friend I sent you pictures. Look, you know what you did. It had to be you. I swear in my life it wasn't me. What makes you so sure it was? I remember you accusing me of blackmailing you. There must be a reason. I got a letter with a threat, and it was clear that you had sent it. A threat? Did it say it was from me? No, but what was in it was something no one else would know. Huh? What would I know that nobody else does? Quit your bullshit. You know what I'm talking about. I don't. It wasn't you? I'm telling you, it wasn't me. I know we got off on the wrong foot with Sage and all, but I'd never blackmail you. Punch you in the face, sure, but blackmail, that's for pussies. Are you telling me it was someone else? Fuck. Chill. What was in the letter? If you don't know, you don't need to know. I do because I'm also trying to find out who sent it. Someone is dragging me and my frat in the mud and causing stupid fights between you guys and us and even among ourselves. It even got you kicked out of the Tri-Alphas. Don't you see how much damage it's caused? There were pictures of dicks banging Aerith. You guys aren't innocent. I'm not gonna lie and say those pictures don't exist because I know they do. But no one is admitting to sending them to you to provoke, and it sure as hell wasn't me. What was the threat? Your 5 minutes are up. Was it about you and Troy? It was you. No, I found that one out way later. You should be more careful in the gym locker room. I walked in on you two kissing. Who have you told? I haven't told anyone about it. Liar. I told one friend of mine and I know I can trust her not to tell anyone. And I had to let Sage know. Sage knows and has known for quite a while. I had a feeling she knew something, so that's why. She didn't tell me she knew. Why? You hurt her a lot, breaking up with her like you did. You made her believe she did something wrong. I told her because you refused to do it. She needed to hear it to move on. And you didn't have the balls to be honest with her. And for her not to hold it against you or throw it in your face, that's the Sage I know. She's worth more than the way you treated her. You're acting like I had a choice. Of course you had a choice. You chose to be with Sage and to cheat on her. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. If you think this ends with Sage or who the hell is sending those letters, you're dead wrong. What do you mean? You have no idea. Let it go. Just let all of it go. I can't do that. It's not just about you. I'm in this mess too. Let me say that I get why you need to hide this from your friends. I would too if the jocks were my friends. What will I have to do to keep you from telling them? I meant it when I said blackmailing is for pussies. I'm not using this against you. I brought it up because I had a hunch that it was involved, and it turned out I was right. All I want is to find out who's fucking us over, you and me both. I received two letters, okay? One was addressed to Daw, and the other had my name written on it. Daw's letter had pictures of dicks banging Aerith. And it's not like that's any news. She's the rusty town bike that everyone rides. Daw gets all naive and dismissive about her doing that behind his back, but he couldn't dodge this one. What about your letter? It was a veiled threat saying, is this what you're hiding? And it included a picture of me with, you know, again in the locker room. Daw caught you sneaking around in there while I was talking to Troy on the phone. That's why I thought you sent it. I figured you overheard and knew about it and even took that photo of us. And since I treated you like shit for talking to Sage, it was your revenge. The content of Daw's letter reinforced my suspicions that it was related to you and the dicks. I heard the phone call, yeah, but I thought it was another girl you were talking to. You're not completely wrong after all. Anyway, that's all I know. It helped clear some things out for sure. But who the hell sent those letters and what did they gain from blackmailing you? It beats me, and I'm fucking worried. Someone else knows, and from the looks of it, they aren't afraid to use that against me. All this time, the thought of that it was you kept me cool because it felt like we had a nonverbal understanding. And now I know it was all in my head. My best bet is that it's someone in your frat. Who else could have had those pictures, would have had those pictures of Aerith other than you guys? It could be, yeah. Those pictures exist on our laptop and everything seems to point to that laptop except for the picture you got. It's the first time I've heard of it. But I'm not completely sure one of us has been sending those letters. Did you see or hear about someone from your frat talking to one of us in private? We hate you guys. There's not a chance in hell that would ever happen. Well, this is one hell of an exception. I can't vouch for you with my brothers and say you didn't send those letters. I get why, but that's not what I'm concerned about. Telling your friends about our talk would make them ask questions you couldn't answer. I understand that. And I can't clear my name either, because you deny it. I could try telling my brothers, but we have somewhat of a trust issue going on. If it helps you clear it up with them, I'd settle for calling it a misunderstanding, but that I still blame them. I'm cool with that. Anything else? Yes, this might be a long shot, but do you know why you guys didn't trash Nick's room when our mansion got wrecked?
I had nothing to do with that. I don't care, and I wouldn't know. Can you find out? It might be a clue that you and I need. I'll look into it. Let me know if you figure shit out. You too. Thanks for hearing me out. Fuck, I got some answers, but this was kind of a dead end.
You can't be serious!
I've made myself perfectly clear on this. Eating in the lab is strictly forbidden. I've warned you once before, now you leave me with no choice.
I have problems with my blood sugar. You're discriminating against my human rights.
You can take it up with a disciplinary committee. I won't have anyone in the lab who's jeopardizing their safety or that of others.
Wonder if Trump's in office in this one.
I'm
sorry, but there's an executive order signed. Says, fuck your fat feelings.
Yeah. I'm responsible for you when you are in class and you have shown a blatant disregard for breaking the established rules.
For fuck's sake, it's just a bacon cheeseburger. I'm not drinking any chemicals.
A basic cheeseburger?
Bacon cheeseburger.
Show me a chemical or beaker that I could have mistaken for this burger. Surfaces where you put your food could be contaminated, and then you'd ingest the potentially hazardous contaminants, you dumbass.
But I didn't put down the burger anywhere. I had it in my pocket.
She don't put anything as food down.
I've had it in my pocket and hands this whole time.
This is not a debate, Linda. Please leave my class.
Racist!
What? Dr. Jenkins? She was my lab partner. Join another pair of students for today. He can take Ron, and I'll do the lab on my own. Sally, haven't we discussed this already? You're not going solo. But if he's changing pairs, I want to do it too. Fine by me. Let's switch everything up. Hey, want to be my partner? I'm very smart. And not to brag, but this lab coat doesn't do justice to the muscles underneath it. Derek, are you seriously playing with the burner?
No, ma'am.
I'd hate to banish two students on the same day. Dr. Jenkins, hello. Three would be even worse, don't you think, Sally? This is taking up far too much time in class. This is what we'll do. You're with Ron. Sally, you're with Grim.
Grim, that's even worse.
Thanks. And Derek, you're with me.
With you?
Yes.
That's your punishment. I don't think it's fair that your lab partner gets affected negatively by your antics.
Oh,
fine, but you better do half of the work. And the lab report isn't gonna write itself. Maybe two banished students would be better. Ugh, I can't believe this. Be positive, let's just focus or dismiss her.
Be positive.
Hey, it's an improvement to me. With Derek, it was like I was working alone. I hope you know what you're doing, and I want to carry your weight. I'm great at theory, and Nora said I did a great job in the lab before. I don't need to hear your life story. Just work, okay? Boy, is she Asian.
What a thunder cut.
There's a lot of, you know, it's just, uh-oh. Well, we're going to stop right here, since we have to do the I don't even remember how to do the experiments. It's been so long. It's like, remember? Like, that was a fucking big deal, the experiments. We had to put the salts and all that. Woo!
Well, once they have, yeah.
All right, guys, so we're gonna try to figure that out next time when Grim's feeling a little better. I mean, I'm not terrible, but it's not great. Tension headaches, you know. But alright. Yeah. We'll see you next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Being a Dick. I'm out.
Later.